down, be quiet.
Sit 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 down, be quiet.
Welcome to an apparently that's how this episode's going to go. Welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Quiet. Today we are going to talk about boys. We're particularly going to talk about that guy that keeps giving you mixed signals, but telling you that he cares about you to keep you on the line. So in case it doesn't work out with everybody else, you'll still be there waiting. Ladies, I speak from personal experience of being an idiot for many years when I say, if that man does not take you seriously from day one, it is because you are not the one for him. Period. Dead stop. End of conversation. It's not because he's in love with you but doesn't want to risk your friendship. It's not because he's in love with you but can't because of whatever stupid reason he's giving you. It's because he just doesn't like you that much. And that's not to say he doesn't like you at all, because he might. He might like you enough to keep sleeping with you and dragging you along, despite how that might make you feel. He might like you enough to be friends with you and keep you around in case he can't find anybody else to snuggle with. Heck, he might even like you enough to date you for a while until he gets bored with you and finds something more suitable for him. If that man is not groveling at the ground you walk on, he just doesn't like you that much. If you are always the woman before the major relationship, it's because you are really good at finding the almost guy. I speak from personal experience, and I am not ashamed to say that. In my life, I have only ever found the almost guy. And that's okay, because clearly I'm better off in this world alone. But regardless, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Please stop believing the guy who keeps telling you that you're the one he just can't commit. I can't believe I fell for any of this nonsense either, being that the vast majority of my friends are guys, and I know all the signs. But I wanted to believe in my heart of hearts that the men I chose to date really did care about me. They just couldn't figure out how to get their crap together. I tell you this from the bottom of my heart. If a man wants you, he will 100% get his crap together just because you asked him to. Now, the downfall of this is, although he may get his crap together, you can't really change who a person is. So somewhere along the line, all of those things he changed for you in the beginning are going to rear their ugly head. So I want you to keep that in mind as you are helping this man become a better person, because he's in love with you and willing to change for you immediately, not when it suits him. And I'm sorry to all the guys that I'm ratting out right now, but please stop toying with these women and just be honest. For the love of God, just be honest. You know, there are women out there who will be more than happy to just hang out with you and don't want any real commitment and won't fight you for anything and don't really care if you love them and want to be with them. They're there for the same thing you are, and that is totally fine. But you can't find those women if you keep tricking the women who want long-term committed relationships into putting up with your bullshit until you find somebody else to be with. And the amount of guys who use women by pretending to care about them that destroy good women is really quite disgusting. But here we are talking about it some more. When I was out there in the world being a piece of shit, I was honest about being a piece of shit. I never led anybody on into believing that I was a good person. I would always say upfront and honestly, hey, I'm a garbage human and you don't mean anything to me. If you'd like to continue hanging out with me, great. But be warned, if you express any sort of emotion towards me, you will be cut off immediately. And I meant it. What I don't understand about guys today is they will tell you that they love you, they will tell you that they want to be with you forever, and they will do whatever they have to do to get what they want and destroy people, no matter the consequences, because the consequences don't affect them. When they're tired of you, they will throw you away like you never existed, and they will move on to the next girl, and the next girl, and the next girl, until they find that one girl that keeps their attention and suits them more than anything. And unfortunately, most of the time, that one girl has no idea what they've put other women through, because she'll never go through that with them. Ladies, you need to admit to yourselves that you know this to be true and stop falling for the bullshit. Stop letting these men lead you to believe that someday you will be the one. Stop letting men tell you, I'm just not ready for commitment. I can't commit to you right now because of X, Y, and Z. I need to blah, 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 blah. None of it is true. If he wanted to be with you, he would. And the only other reason somebody drags out some bullshit saying that they just can't be with you because of X, Y, and Z is because they are in another relationship. Wife, girlfriend, doesn't matter. The other relationship exists and they're just not telling you about it yet. And it's frustrating. Because now you have to wonder to yourself, am I the other woman, or does he just not like me that much? And either way, he just doesn't like you that much. I don't care what he tells you. Sometimes maybe they're not even aware that they don't like you that much. Maybe they think that they do. But men, I'm telling you, if you are not committing to the woman you are spending time with, you need to just explain to yourself that you just don't like her that much. Because if a man wants to be with you, he will. Here's the good news. It works both ways. If a woman wanted to be with you, she would. Women will go out of their way to find a way to spend time with a man she wants to be with. So if you have a woman in your life repetitively telling you that she's just too busy, that she's not responding because she's just too busy, it really is just because you're just not the one. She's dragging you along, biding her time until she finds the guy she's actually interested in, or until that guy decides to take her seriously. If a woman is giving you excuses like, I simply just didn't have time, or I was too busy, or I didn't see your message, or whatever it might be, short of I was spending time with friends and family, which you would know about if she liked you that much, you'd know ahead of time, hey, you won't hear from me today because I'm with my mom or my daughter or my sister or my friend or whatever. Hi, I'm letting you know ahead of time I'm doing something. Because if a woman really likes you, she's going to keep you up to date on things in her life. Even if you're relatively new to it, we can't help ourselves. We want you to know that our life is open and honest, and we will tell you everything you want to know without you even having to ask. So if a woman is telling you she's just simply too busy for you, I don't care if she even has a high-powered job and she really is busy. A woman who wants to be with you will find a way. I don't care if it's driving 20 minutes to see you for 10 minutes on your hour-long lunch break and driving 20 minutes back to wherever she came from. I don't care. She will do it if she wants to be with you. So if a woman is not doing everything she can to see you in person, she just doesn't like you that much. And these are all things we need to accept, because in order to get past this inability to communicate and commit to each other, we need to admit why we're not communicating and committing. We need to admit that it's because we all have way too much access to each other. So instead of having to fight to be with one person, we're fighting off 20 people. Because all somebody has to do is see you out in public to have a communication with you, right? And it's not even a matter of saying hi to you in person. You could walk past somebody in a mall. They see you for the first time in your life. And then next thing you know, you're popping up all over their social media because your phones know that you walked too close to each other. Right? Has that ever happened to you? And then next thing you know, they're like, oh my God, that's the girl I saw at the mall the other day. I should message her. It's probably going to go into her requests folder. Maybe I should friend request her first. Even though you never even said hi in person, how many times have you had this happen? I've had it happen. Somebody will add me and I'll be like, hey, where do I know you from? They'll be like, oh my God, I saw you at the mall the other day. Not necessarily the mall, because I'm not really a mall goer, but you know what I mean. Wherever in public they saw me. Or I found you because you were on my suggested list and blah, blah, blah. I've had people all over the country say, well, I don't even know why you were on my suggested. You don't live anywhere near me. And I'm like, me either, but here we are. Because for some reason, that's how social media works. Maybe we have something in common that we're unaware of. Yeah, I don't know. But we have so much access to each other that instead of getting up the nerves to say hello in person and having to call the landline and potentially get a hold of someone's parent or child to talk to them, we now can just message somebody randomly through social media, even though we've never met before. And sure, social media was nice enough to give you a message requests folder, but that doesn't mean that you don't ever check it. And then you're curious, how does this person know me? I can't help myself. I have to know. I won't find out if I don't talk to them. Right? Too much access. So now people drag each other along to see which one fits. And half the time, we already have somebody in our head that we want. Everybody else is just biding time until we find a way to get that person, right? But if you want to avoid heartbreak, just know that it works both ways. If they wanted to, they would. There is not a woman on this earth that is too busy to find a way to see a guy in person that she truly wants to be with. Now it's different once you're already together, right? It's different because we all have things that come up in our life. So now the real truth comes out. You're together, you've been together for, we'll say, a year, right? And one of you gets a promotion or is going to school and has a major event going on, that they really are just too busy and you are no longer the center of their existence, but it's temporary. So for a week, a day, a month, 6 months, you become a smaller part of their life, but they continue to reassure you, I love you. I just have to do this thing. I have to focus on this thing. and you stick by and you are doing so great, even though it's frustrating because you went from being the center of someone's world to being put on hold because their world changed, right? Worst thing that could ever happen to a relationship. And then you're talking to your friends and you're like, I know that it just seems like he doesn't love me anymore or she doesn't love me anymore, but really it's because she has or he has this thing going on. And your friends are like, I don't know. I think he's cheating. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. How could that be more important than literally everything to do with you? How could that be more important? So your friends convince you while your significant other is suffering through this thing they have to suffer through. And now you're ready to leave them because nobody wants to put any effort into anything anymore. And once we have somebody, we just expect that their life just revolves around us, right? What else could they possibly need? What else could there possibly be? So much more, by the way. Regardless, you have to reevaluate things once you actually have somebody. Obviously, follow and listen to the signs. If they don't have a whole lot going on and they're not paying attention to you anymore and they're giving attention to someone else, you have to listen to those things. If somebody can't be honest with you when they're in a relationship with you, then they just don't like you that much. Nobody hides things from people that they truly want to be with because the risk of getting caught is too big. Losing someone because you did something stupid and then also lied about it. Awful. Can't even imagine. But people do it, right? And oh, well, you know, people make mistakes. Sure. People do make mistakes, but people who care about people don't lie about them. They confess eventually, and then you decide whether or not you can move on. We don't hide things from people we love. We don't hide things because we love people. We're honest about things because we love people. And anybody who is telling you that they were hiding something from me because they love you is lying. They're hiding things from you because they don't care about you. And it goes both ways. And that's the thing. When I talk about relationships, generally speaking, I talk about what men do to women because I date men. But then there's always some sad sap that has to hop on my whatever it might be, my TikTok, my podcast, my Instagram, my Facebook. And either say something asinine like, not all men, or women do that too. And I just want to scream from the rooftops, congratulations. I'm so glad you figured that out for me. Thank you. Because I don't have a ton of women I've experienced in my life, not relationship-wise, but friendship-wise, who have been more than happy to stab me in the back in one way or another. Or even acquaintance-wise, actually. I cannot even begin to tell you how many women have done awful things to me and we don't even know each other. But because something about me sparked something in them, they spread rumors. Tell people I'm awful. Form opinions about me based off of nothing other than the fact that I exist. And it's not just me. It's not a woe is me story. It's a general population situation. Men are no different. I know plenty of catty men who have done awful things to other men just to do them. Whether it be run their mouths about things that are untrue, butt their nose in where it doesn't belong, attempt to go after their wives, whatever it may be. There's no gender in the human race that is void from poor behavior. We need to understand that when somebody is talking about a particular gender, a particular sex, that they're usually talking about them because that's the one they most relate to in that circumstance. It's not because they believe in their heart of hearts that the other one doesn't do that. It's because it's not as much of a concern to them. Like, ladies like to warn other ladies about the garbage that men are doing. Just like men like to warn other men about the garbage that ladies are doing. We all need to understand that it's not because we believe that that our own people, our own type, are perfect. It's because it doesn't affect us in that particular scenario. Because we don't date women or don't, you know, whatever. And that's not for all women, obviously. Some women date women and that's fine. It's not what I'm talking about here. But I am just telling you, from my heart of hearts, stop trying to convince yourself that your particular interest does not subscribe to the if they wanted to, they would. It could also happen to where somebody did really like you, but for some reason they lost interest. It happens. We're not always all compatible or as compatible as we think we are. The problem occurs is when that person continues to drag it out, you full-heartedly believing because they put so much effort in the beginning that they still like you, just something about them changed, when really it's something about the situation that changed. Either somebody else came along that they like more, or they decided there's something about you that they just don't much care for. And instead of telling you that because they don't want to be alone, or because you continue to let them drag you along, they choose to drag you along. And it sucks. But when somebody starts treating you different, being less available to you, and they don't have any good reasoning, and they're not giving you an explanation other than I'm busy, you need to ask yourself some questions. Why is this happening? Why is this person acting differently towards me? What did I do? What changed? And if you ask them and they can't tell you an honest answer and they just tell you some bullshit, turn your bullshit detector on. But we all need to stop torturing ourselves with these people who don't actually care about us, trying to believe that they do. And it's not because you suck. Necessarily. Maybe it's because you suck. I don't know. I don't know anything about you. But it's probably not because you suck. It's because you have the ability of finding people who aren't actually compatible with you. And that's okay. Maybe it means that you're not ready yet, or maybe it just means that you need to keep looking. Or maybe we go back to my theory of people being too accessible. You know, the other downfall of social media is we share so much about our lives that people see things about you that they wouldn't have seen otherwise, and now they know all the right things to say. So maybe they never liked you to begin with, but you seemed like an easy target, so they took all of those things that you said about yourself personally on social media and used them against you. You literally taught them exactly all of the right things to say to weasel their way into your life, get what they wanted, and leave. You put all of your likes and dislikes out there into the world, and it never occurred to you that somebody might use that against you. That's a lesson I learned. But stop defending people who aren't giving you what you need, and stop dragging out relationships that don't exist anymore. Do yourself the favor, realize that if they wanted to, they would. However they can. And if they aren't, they just don't like you that much. Whether they are male or female. If they aren't doing it, it's because they just don't like you that much. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. As always, thank you for hanging out for another episode of Sit Down, Be Quiet.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.